Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitator and coach Betsy McLaughlin as she delves into different areas of your life to get unstuck and create the life that is truly possible for you. Betsy has changed her life by utilizing the tools and techniques she is sharing with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Imperfect Brilliance. I am your host for this hour, Betsy McLaughlin. And I'm so happy you're listening in, whether you're listening live or later. So, so glad you're here. And I'm really excited for my guest today, a wonderful friend of mine, Miss Glenice Hughes. So first and foremost, welcome to back to the show, Glenice.
Thank you, Miss Betsy. I am so excited to be here. How the heck did I get so lucky?
Aw. We're so excited. Just to give you guys a little bit of information about Glenice, she facilitates people around the world to create a magical life. And she hosts a radio show herself, which we'll have you tell people about that. She's coaching and she's facilitating classes. She has a house with a yummy swimming pool. And she's got a wonderful little kitty, Toddy, and a wonderful husband, Rodney. And she's an Access Consciousness Certified Facilitator. And she's just super fun. And I adore her. So that is just like a little personal note here that I'm just super enjoy her company. And she... Let's see, what else? Oh, tell us the name of your show and where people can find it.
Yeah, so I actually have two shows, although one is only being updated every week. So that's Tools to Create a Better Life. And they can find it anywhere that there's podcasts. So like iTunes and the other ones that I can't think of right now, and also on my webpage. So if you go to glenicehughes.com, you'll see a spot that says radio show, and it actually has all of the radio shows I've done since 2013. So the previous radio show that they can also search is called The Glenice Show. So awesome. I've got over 300 of them at this point.
Amazing. I was going to say, so if you've been doing them for that long, you have a couple of shows in archives.
Yeah, a couple.
No, just a few. Well, that's wonderful. And so those are, as you guys know, they're wonderful resources for pretty much any subject, and you can go check out whatever is appealing to you and take a listen. And so that is just a teeny tiny bit about Glenice. And today we are going to be talking about the subject of our talk today is tools to shrink your body. And we're going to be sharing some tools to change our bodies as if by magic. And Glenice and I actually both in the last I'll have to find out for you how long it's been. For myself, I have changed my body using tools and tips at really truly as if by magic. So tell us a little bit, and we can start wherever you would like, Glenice. So just dive in wherever you'd like.
Okay. Sounds good, Betsy. Now, I just have to say this. I'm not sure if it's just on my end, but your sound is really tough.
Okay. All right. Let me try this. Thank you for letting me know. How is this? Is this better?
Oh, that's way better.
Okay. Thank you so much for letting me know. Yes.
Okay. So, yes, I will actually, I have a little bit of a longer story with it, but I have to share it because I think it's so relevant to when we talk about one of the tools that I use a lot that I'll get to. But this day last year, actually, a friend of mine that she'd taken some classes with me and she really wanted to get together. She was going to be in my province. And she's normally from the U.S., so she was like, how can we get together? And I was actually away most of September last year, and I just flew back this day last year, and we got together that night before she left, went back to the States. And when we got together, we had a really amazing update visit, and I knew something was extremely different about her, but I didn't know what it was. She was just glowing and vibrant, and I knew she'd had a divorce, so I thought maybe it was that. And anyway, about halfway through our visit, she said that she'd lost 100 pounds, and I was shocked because I didn't think she had 100 pounds to lose. But you know, she just looked amazing. But the vibrancy and the aliveness was really what was really an invitation. And she started talking. So of course I asked her what she was doing.
Right.
And she said that she was doing fasting. And I really hadn't, I'd heard of intermittent fasting and I'd even tried it a little bit, you know, a few years earlier, and such, but what she was actually doing was something I hadn't heard of, which was longer fasting. And so her longest, to when I had seen her then, her longest fast was 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, what? Your body can do that? You didn't die? you know, I had a few points of view, Betsy, about food and bodies. And
sure.
What was, you know, what the gift for me in that was, and us being in person, was before I knew what had went on, I saw the vibrancy of her. And I'm so grateful that she didn't tell me about this over a phone call, because
right.
I know I could have resisted it. Like, I so know I could have. So this is what occurred last September. And it was the feather touch. We often talk in Access about this feather touch. And so it was the feather touch, you know, my body kind of inviting me into another possibility. And, you know, because it was her and the whole thing, it was a different invitation. And then in the beginning of January of 2020, Abby and I went to the library and I was looking for something. I knew I had to change something and I wasn't quite sure what to do because of all the things I'd done in the past, and I knew I didn't want to diet and blah, 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 blah. So when I was looking, and of course it's the beginning of January, which is when most people are looking at changing their bodies, there was only one book left, you know, about changing, right?
That's funny.
Isn't it like so amazing? So amazing. And I don't even recall the title of it, because this is the really cool thing. It wasn't that book. It was a book that the author referenced to in his book. So whatever book it was that I read, it was when I was reading the book, it was this other woman's book that he referenced to. And so what I started doing was something called alternate day fasting, which means
right.
I eat every second day. I have not chose the 30 day thing yet. I'm not sure my body will ask for that, but yeah, for now I do about, you know, somewhere between a 36 and a 42 hour fast. And then I eat kind of in an 8 or a 6 hour window. I don't mean I eat that whole time, but I eat in those windows and then, you know, just repeat kind of over and over. And so that I started on January 6th, and I just, you know, I'm just so aware of how much my body was really inviting me to that as being something that was going to create more, plus the ease that I've had with it. And even after, like, I think it was 2 weeks of me doing it, and hubby was, you know, not doing it, he happened to listen to one of his science-y podcasts, and they talked about this fasting. And when he came home that night, he said, hey, I'm going to join you. And so he's been doing it with me ever since, a couple weeks after I started. So it's been absolutely magical.
That's amazing. And, I wonder, for you, have you had a long history of doing diets and, off and on like I have? Or what's a little bit of your history there?
Yeah, absolutely. I was on my first diet at 9 years old.
Me too.
So, yeah. Yep. It's, it's just one of those things. And my parents did the best they could with the information they had.
Sure.
So it was all about eating small amounts, but eating often. And, I would say 2010-ish, just before I started studying the Tools of Access, I finally just said, I quit. Like, I'm not doing this anymore, because it was exhausting. The diet, the judgment, the not changing, the gaining more weight after I came, like all the things. And I was like, that's it. I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore.
Yeah. No, I totally can relate to that, having a whole lifetime of what I had decided was struggle and difficulty and hardship and all, fighting against these things and fighting my body and being angry at my body for letting me down. And how come, the person next to me could eat these things and not gain weight, and I, didn't have that same thing? And I'm sure you had a lot of those same points of views for a long time.
Yeah. And I just, and any doctor you'd see or anything, it was like, well, you just need to eat less and exercise more. And it was just, you just want to hit them, because.
Yeah. Just have a little bit of willpower. It was another thing I used to hear all the time. Please, Louise. So for this time, it's been different for you. And can you, kind of expand on what has been different?
I would say, honestly, I was doing, so the science behind fasting, and just really basically, and if people want more information, I suggest doing, reading any book by Dr. Jason Fung, because he has a really good, great information on it.
Yes.
But it's what my body required, because it's the insulin, and having, way more insulin than, so when you don't eat, you basically don't turn on your insulin. And so by fasting, most people don't necessarily do what I do in terms of the extreme alternate day. They'll more do like a 16-hour fast and have an 8-hour window every day or stuff like that. But it's just you stop turning on the insulin, where in all my diet days, it was about eating 6 or 8 times a day. But what I always was so confused with is that I would, like, if I ate an apple at my 10 a.m. snack time, I would want to eat at, like, everything within an hour. And it wasn't until I read Dr. Fung's books and stuff that I really got, like, yeah, once you turn the insulin on, then you start looking for more and more and more. And so having total ease with not eating for 42 hours, I mean, that's so weird, but science makes sense to it. And it's what my body was asking for. And so that's why I kind of start with the story of, a year ago, my visit with my friend, because, that really started showing me that actually food isn't nearly the significance we make it in this reality. Yeah. It's just not the thing. Like, food isn't actually, and I mean, I always knew that I never felt like exercising after I ate. So it didn't give me the energy it was supposed to. So I would say that for sure is really what has shifted it, because I don't feel like I'm on a diet. I don't feel like I'm restricted. I feel like I'm actually living, and I'm have way more communion with my body now than ever before. Because like you, I mean, when things didn't work, then it would be the judgment, then I'd be mad at it, then I would, resent it, or all these, all the crazy around it. Whereas now I really feel like the two of us are co-creating together.
Yes. And that for me as well is such a difference. And I wonder, if somebody's listening who has, you know, either they've been struggling their whole life, or let's say it's even a new struggle for them, what kind of things could they start asking that could help point them in a direction that they would like to go in versus maybe where they are right now?
Yeah. The biggest thing I would say is even asking, and I'm sure you've got some to add to this, Betsy, is like really start asking your body, like, body, show me what you would like. Now, the other thing that I think is way more important than anything else is like ask your body first, before you think you need to lose weight or before you think you need to look different. Ask your body if she or he would like to, because if it's a no, then you're going to fight to change it. Because a lot of times we have these points of views that, you know, the way we look is wrong because, you know, the magazines show us a size -0 or -5 or whatever is normal. And so then we have these really skewed ideas of what our bodies would like. And I remember in my very first, like the very first foundation class, the Access Consciousness Foundation class that I attended, the facilitator suggested to us, like, go somewhere public, or, you know, you could even look at videos online or something, and ask your body to show you what it would like to look like. And so I had always had in my head, because of what I've seen at doctor's charts, and I'm very short, so I'm like not even 5'1". So, you know, I have always kind of had in my head that I should be around, you know, a size 6 or something. And so that was in my world. And so when she said to do this, I'm like, okay, I'll go do this. But I know what my body wants, you know, bossy bosserson that I am. And I went, and I was shocked because the woman was probably a size 14 that my body really lit up with. Mm-hmm. And that really started to unravel my idea that maybe, just maybe, you know, what magazines show us or what this reality has decided is right for my body is possibly not what my body is for. And so, you know, really kind of aware of that. So to me, that would be the first thing, is if your body says yes, it would like a change, then start asking, okay, body, show me, because, you know, what Betsy and I are choosing might be different than what your body would like to choose. Your body might desire to do the keto thing for a while, or do a cleanse, or to start running, or who knows, it doesn't even have to be linear. I've just said some linear things,
right?
But
right,
you know, just something, start asking your body to show you, and you'll get it. You'll either have a friend talk about a 30-day fast, or you'll hear about a book, or you'll watch a TV series. And then that the next piece I would say is important is to know that that can constantly change. So don't assume that when your body shows you the keto diet, let's say, that it's forever, because a lot of the stuff we choose isn't. You know, even though I talk about alternate day fasting, there's been times where I've done one meal a day, you know, throughout these past, whatever, 8 or 9 months, or, you know, I've changed it up here and there, depending on what my body's asking for at the time. So it all comes down to the communion and letting your body have a voice.
I love that so much. I do believe we need to take our first break here, Glennie. So thank you so much for everything you've shared so far. And you all are listening to Imperfect Brilliance. We'll be back really soon. Stay tuned for more.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
looking to change anything in your life, to have an even greater appreciation of everything around you? Would you enjoy having a life of more joy and greater abundance and explore what is possible for you? My name is Betsy McLaughlin, and I invite you to explore simple and pragmatic tools that I share on my radio show, Imperfect Brilliance. I know firsthand that you can change anything. We explore tools and questions with amazing guests, offering all kinds of conversations on living your best life. I invite you to listen in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to Imperfect Brilliance. Consider a coaching call with me and let's explore what you would like your life to be like. Visit my website at www.creatingyumminess.com and you're invited to call in to Imperfect Brilliance with your questions Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. I look forward to connecting.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance with my guest today, Glenice here. And Glenice has shared a couple of tips and tricks and questions you can start asking your body if you're looking to really change anything. And it doesn't have to be about the size of your body and everything. It goes so far beyond that. And you started to talk about asking questions of your body. And what questions could people start asking if they're looking at this? And this is a very different and new conversation from anything maybe that they have done so far in their lives.
Yeah, so I mean, I would just start with something really simple, like even what your body wants to wear that day. You could look in your closet and, you know, just be curious about a couple outfits, and it can be just a simple question of like, truth body, this, you know, as you're pointing to something, or truth body, this. And really, I mean, if you're paying attention, you'll probably get a sense of what your body says yes to, even without being, you know, in the trying to figure it out in your head. Because if you look at your closet, or you think of maybe how you got dressed this morning. Now, sometimes it's just really quickly because you're running late. But, you know, if you think of it, you probably have whatever 10 or 20 or maybe more outfits in your closet. And you don't want to wear the same thing every day. So there's something different that makes you reach for one of them each day differently. And so just, body, what would you like to wear today? What would light you up today? And then pick that one. Or if you're not sure, just pick one of them, because what we often talk about in Access is choice creates awareness. So mm-hmm. if you choose one that your body doesn't really want, I mean, I've had it happen, Betsy, where I've, and you probably have too, I went and brushed my teeth and I've got toothpaste all over myself. I have to go change. Because our bodies are brilliant. So, you know, don't spend too much time trying to figure it out, because then you're just going to distract yourself. Just start asking, making choices, and then paying attention. And then move it to the food. You know, if you're going to pack a lunch, let's say, then look at your options. What are the things? Body, what would you like me to pack? What? And again, if you're paying attention to your body, there's going to be some things that are feeling yummy and some things that aren't, or some things that you kind of go, oh, I don't want to eat that. So then don't pack it, or do, and you know, you'll get some information later when you go to have it, and you go maybe to the store and buy something instead because you really don't want it. Like it's just allowing yourself to mm-hmm. give your body a voice.
Yes. Oh, you know, that is so, you just hit one of the nails on the head for me as well, like allowing your body to have a voice and not being, as you said earlier, and So I've done this, you know, a billion times, or Bossy McBosserson over, like, you know, total control and command, and ignoring my body and thinking that I know best. And so if you're in that place, like you suggested, even the simple things of, you know, body, what would you like to wear today? And to start reminding yourself that, yes, you know, you and your body are in a co-creation together, you know, and without your body, you wouldn't be here. And it can seem simple, and yet it's not. Certainly for me growing up, this wasn't a conversation that was had, you know, and there was a lot of force in my family, you know, like you force your body to do these things. And we both were put on diets very young. And, you know, so I learned that as the way you were supposed to be and do, and actually finding out that it's the opposite of that. And that when you are in communion, and when you're asking questions of your body will tell you. And I would love to hear this, you know, after I ask this question for you, Glenise, did you find for you when you were ignoring your body and overriding her, did she get louder and louder?
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of the loudness, you know, was, I just took it on as, you know, I'm wrong again. Like I never, until I really allowed my body to have a voice, I really just thought, oh, you know, my joints are achy because I'm wrong again. Or, you know, like I never really was truly asking about it, but definitely. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's no different, right? I mean, if a child needs something different and we're not listening, they're going to get louder. So our body is doing what she can. Got louder for sure.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, you know, that's kind of what happened for me as well. Like there's been different times where I've had brief periods of communion, you know, and would kind of start to do things and then would fall back into old patterns. And for me, it was December 18th, and I just had a lot of body intensity and woke up and was just like, I feel like I'm 90 years old. And it really was, okay, this has to change. And started asking questions and had a conversation with my body and saying, basically, body, I am so sorry. I have not been listening. I've not been listening. What do you require, and what can I change here? Because this, you know, this pain, this intensity, this stiffness, this not being able to move, I would like to choose something different now. And with that, you know, just started getting, as you said, you know, a lot of awarenesses and different things, answers and questions. And then went the answers that I was getting, and then did research, and it was like, of course, being who we be, kind of just dove in head first into like, all right, let's do this. And then had some interesting body things where my body was really kind of purging a lot of stuff out of my body. So I had maybe 2 or 3 weeks where I didn't feel so hot. And I also knew that it was just, I needed to get all of that, whatever that was, out of my system, out of my body. And then, yeah. but within 3 days of changing what I was putting in my body, the pain was completely gone. And I was like, I basically, body, you are so smart. Thank you so much. Like, 'cause it was so excruciating. And I was like, I am so sorry that you've had to basically turn the volume up to full blast before I was really listening. And, you know, from that, like just the ease that this has been this time, as opposed to the huge lifetime of struggle and strife and feeling deprived and all of, you know, I could tell you, and I'm sure you're the same way, Glenise, probably of between the two of us, we've probably done every diet known to mankind. Is that an accurate thing?
Oh my God. I've always said that I could actually write books about diet and food. I mean, because we did it all.
Yeah. And so then when you find out, well, actually it's way easier than we've made it. It's actually really freeing, isn't it?
Yes. And when you find the thing that your body's asking for at the time, right? Like I think of the diet, the first diet that my doctor put me on was banana and rice. Those were the only things that I ate for a week. And then I needed suppositories. Imagine that.
Right. So, yeah, the thing that they put kids on when they're having stomach upset. And, you know, it really is. It's so interesting. So you're right. Like, totally could write probably 6 books on everything that we've done to our. And, you know, what I think is one of the most beautiful things is about our bodies is their ability to adapt and carry on no matter what we're doing to, you know, it just kind of is mind blowing. And, you know, to be like, yes, they start turning the volume up and they will keep going. And they do the best they like for me, like my body just, she was amazing. She is amazing. And I'm so grateful that she never gave up on me. I gave up on me a million times, but she never did, you know?
Yeah. And that's one thing that I tell a lot of people because, and myself included, is when we have abused ourselves so much with all of this diet world for so long, we have this idea then that our body's going to be mad at us. And I always say to people, your body isn't mad at you. She's not looking to punish you. She's not looking to hurt you or harm you. You're not going to pay for those, you know, donuts you ate or whatever it is that they, you know, they've decided it was wrong. It's like, no, your body's just asking to co-create. And if you're not listening, then she, you know, like our bodies, they got really loud until we listened. And it wasn't from punishment. It was from, hey, there's another way here.
Truly. There is. And there always is, no matter whether it's something with your body or something else in your life that you would like to choose. There is another way. There is another choice. And, you know, it's never too late. Never, ever, ever.
Yes. So, Betsy, I would like to ask you then, what would you say, and I know it's hard to put it like this, but what would you say has been your number one tool in the last, because I know you've changed your body a lot in the last 9 months, you know, probably, you know, way, way more than I have for mine. But so what's your number one tool been?
Oh, gosh. Have fun with it, you know, and like just take the significance off of it would be some of the things for me, just because I always made it so significant. And then it became became so much of my focus. And it's just been so different this time with not having that be my focus and actually enjoying it. And allowing myself to hear my body and listen to it. And if she would like to eat, we eat. And if she's not hungry, we don't eat, you know. And so I know that was more than one tool, but those just kind of all came flooding out as you asked me that.
No, I think that's great because, I mean, it isn't ever just one tool, but I just thought if there was one, you know, and definitely that fun with it. I mean, because we're here for the joy of embodiment. That's what we chose to have a body this time around. So if we're not enjoying having a body.
It's so true. And what about for you? Like if the food doesn't taste good, what did you used to do and what do you do now?
I used to not even notice if it tasted good or not. because it really, I was operating from, I mean, lots of different things, but one was kind of like this, you have to eat. And because I had dieted so much for so many years, I was like, I'm going to have whatever I want, whenever I want it, and nobody's going to tell me any different. So, you know, it was all about quantity rather than quality for sure. The other thing that I know that I did with food was it was a way to dull down my awareness, you know, so when I was aware of the insanity on the planet or, you know, somebody's upset with me or somebody else or whatever, then I would eat to stop that awareness and kind of go into like what we might call a food coma.
Been there, done that.
Yeah. So now what I do,
how did that work for you?
Sorry. Well, I mean, it actually did work, but all I did then was judge me and, you know, then my body wasn't happy because it wasn't what my body was asking for. And so then, you know, pain in the body and gaining weight and, you know, the struggle and all of that for sure.
Okay, go ahead. Continue.
And so now with food, I mean, it has to be delicious or I'm not eating it, because to me, there's no other point for food. It is a hedonistic, you know, possibility. And if it's not, then I don't eat it. And even this weekend, I was traveling with one of my sisters for quite a distance and she bought some candy for part of the ride. And she was just like, hey, do you want some? And I'm like, and I just looked at her. I'm like, that is not worth opening my window for. Like, that's shit right there. And I don't mean like, I don't think this is candy, but it's just like, it has to be delicious for me to open my window with. And I'm not like, no.
Well, and there's so much to that, you know, with the mindless eating versus actually being in enjoyment of what you're putting in your mouth. And, you know, I've totally done the mindless eating. And then you look down and you're like, what happened? Where did this food go? Versus when you're taking a bite and you're slowing down and you're actually really just savoring what's going in your mouth. And it's such a different experience. And then for me, when my body's done, it no longer tastes good, even something that's delicious. And that's my signal now. It's like, okay, it's time to stop eating.
Yeah.
Do you love that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, because it can start out feeling like it's the best thing I've ever had and then be like, just go to cardboard.
Yep. All right, you guys, our second break. Stay tuned for some more tips and tidbits.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Thank you guys so much for listening to Imperfect Brilliance. I'm Betsy McLaughlin here today with Glenice Hughes. And Glenice, what a great conversation we're having. And it really truly is not so much about shrinking your body as it is learning how to have communion with your body. If you're one like Glenice and myself, who it wasn't always that way for us. And if somebody would like to find Glenice, how could they do that?
Oh, gosh, I feel like I'm everywhere, Betsy. So, you know, many of the social media, I'm very active on Facebook personally. You can also go to Glenice Hughes, hashtag as if by magic, or to Tools to Create a Better Life. That's the radio show page. Instagram, of course, you can find me there. And GlenniceHughes.com for my webpage. Yeah, just find me somewhere. I am everywhere.
Yes, you are. And it's so much fun. And if you guys are looking for me, you can find me on, of course, the Om Times Radio page, Imperfect Brilliance. You can find my website on creatingyumminess.com. And I, too, am on Facebook and Instagram. So we're definitely around and easy to find. And also, you could look for both of us on the Access Consciousness website, and I'm sure other places as well. So Glenice, with changing the conversation with your body, what has been the top two or three things that come to mind as I ask this question about what that has contributed to your life?
Well, definitely way less judgment.
Mm-hmm.
That I would say be the biggest thing. And where there's less judgment, there's more possibilities. And so just aware of the possibilities, being gratitude rather than judgment. I mean, it's just really the space of being and space of being me. I've never hid because of my body. Like, I've never allowed the size of my body to stop me. I go swimming anywhere there's, you know, water to swim in. I've never ever let it stop me, but just this whole new energy and vibrancy of me and being me, that has been absolutely magical.
Very, very beautifully said. And that, you know, you were describing at the very beginning of the show, your friend who was glowing, and you're like, okay, what is that? And so it wasn't about the size of her body, but it was about what she was creating with her body. And for me, I hear that a lot as well. Like, you're glowing. Oh my God, what are you doing? And, you know, I'm sure you're hearing the same kind of thing. And it's so much about the joy of the embodiment and the communion with your body. And then that really infuses every part of your life, doesn't it?
It really does. It really, really does. And even, like, you know, until I really acknowledged how much I was judging me, I didn't realize how exhausting it is. You know, and it wasn't. So it's been over a year, like January of 2019 when I started with a personal trainer. So for that year, I didn't change anything else except I started moving my body in a way that my body was asking. And I've continued that. And that I even noticed, like, back then, because then I wasn't in the constant judgment of I should be exercising and I'm not and I'm wrong again. And so, you know, changing that was one part. But then this year, really having that communion and choosing the communion with my body, how much more space that is of no judgment and how much more is actually possible when we don't drag ourselves down with how wrong we are for not doing something or for doing something, whatever it might be.
Well, that's so, so true. And that the dragging yourself down is something that I definitely did so much of. And when you're in that space, you don't always know that you're doing it. So if somebody is wondering, perhaps if they're doing that, what questions could they ask?
You know, what I would suggest in that situation is, like, you know, maybe even just set a reminder app on their phone or something. So every 30 minutes, it just says, you know, where are your thoughts? So you could just check in, you know, so if, you know, if only once throughout the day your thoughts were on, you know, your body or something, probably not a big deal. But, you know, a couple of years ago, mine would have been every time would have been something wrong with what I was eating or drinking or not drinking or not moving or, you know, all that. So, you know, just to find out where you're at. And then once you recognize where you're at, then you could look at what is it going to take to change it? You know, what can you be and do different today to change it right away? And what I often, you know, get people to recognize is to, you know, whatever your thoughts are, whatever you're talking about is what you're creating. So if you would really like to change it, then turn that conversation into an ask. Like, what energy, space, consciousness can my body and I be to have the infinite communion with each other with total ease? So rather than go into how much you're not listening to your body or how wrong you are again, turn the moment you recognize you're in that way, then start turning it into the ask of what you would actually like. And that's kind of rebuilding a muscle. But you do it long enough, that'll be your new set point. You'll stop the judgment and you'll be more in the question.
Yeah. That's so true. And the wonderful thing about asking these questions, you guys, you know, whether you use questions all the time or this is a new conversation for you, is you don't have to have the answer. So that beautiful question that Glenys just shared with us is you just ask it. And then, you know, either feather whispers, you know, touches, breadcrumbs, or something maybe louder might show up in your world as you start asking these questions. And then you just keep asking questions. You don't have to know the answer, like, you know, with the question that Glenys asked. She wasn't waiting for a very specific answer before she did anything. And so would you talk a little bit more about that and what the magic of just asking that question has done for you? Or question?
Yeah, because you're so right, Betsy. It's not about getting an answer or waiting for the big booming voice from above to tell us. You know, I mean, it'd be really cool, I think, if our body had a big booming voice. However, maybe not every day that would be cool. But, you know, just to know that by even asking the question, you're opening the door to another possibility. And I know last year I was asking, which then, you know, inspired my friend to get in contact with me, which then inspired us to get together, even though it was kind of like I just got off the airplane, but it was like, no, we're getting together. It felt so yummy. And all of that was from my asking, what can I be and do different to change this? Mm-hmm. And even though my friend gave me the information at the end of September, you know, I still required some space and some time and then, you know, the library book and all of that to kind of all work out. So if you're asking it, don't expect it to be all of a sudden like, oh, I know what to do. It's like, it's never going to show up the way that you think it will. So if you've kind of decided that it has to be the keto diet, then, you know, let's get out of that. Like, what can I be and do different today? Because your body might not have that same point of view, or maybe it's only going to ask for that for 5 days and then it's going to ask for something different. So if you're in that constant communion and you're basically, in a sense, you're kind of just throwing it out there and just trust that there will be information that will come back. You just be aware of it. And if you're not sure, you can be like, body, can you be louder? Because I think I'm missing it. I'm kind of slow. Can you be louder? Can you show me what we can be and do different to change this? And then, yes, of course, the other piece is just start taking action. Try something. You know, try it. You'll find out. Choice will create the awareness. If you try the keto diet and you don't feel like it's, you know, it's fun for you, or you don't like, you'll know. But choice will create the awareness. But also, what you want to be aware, like Betsy was, you know, it took Betsy's body a few days to adjust.
Yep.
So it's not that it's just the external either.
Right. And, you know, I did ask a lot of questions, too, during that time where I was having discomfort. And I was like, okay, body, is this required? Like, is this, you know, and it was, yes, this is just, and I've got a very clear awareness that it was just things that were stored in my body that required to be released. I'm like, okay, then, you know, let's do it. And then I was asking the question, how much ease could it be? You know, and so again, like getting out, and I didn't get mad at my body or judge it or anything else, you know, like, well, you know, you did this to yourself in the first place and all of those things that in the past I would have done. This time was like, okay, just whatever is required, body, I'm here and I hear you. And, you know, so with that, like, just you guys, it's not to say that this is always going to be, you know, the same, and I love that you touched on this a couple times, Glenise. You know, just because it's something that your body's asking for today doesn't mean that it's going to be the same thing tomorrow. And, you know, and so how many times do we go to that place of, well, you know, it worked today, so it should always work and it should always be the same. And, you know, so if you're willing to have that constant communication with your body and communion and asking questions, you know, then you're truly in a co-creation and collaboration with your body. And from that space, truly what is possible that you don't even think is possible, and what could you create now that you've never created before?
Yeah, I love that.
So yummy. And so as we're wrapping up the our time together, Glenise, are there any other things that you would like to touch on that we haven't yet?
You know, there is one thing that, as I was kind of thinking about this show earlier, that was popping to share, and I can... It's a fairly quick thing. It's a body process that you can use on your body. You can use it on food and drinks also. It's called the demolecular manifestation, molecular demanifestation. And we talk a lot about it in foundation classes. But you can do it. And basically, this is one of the things I've done a lot of is, you know, if I'm just sitting, I just put my hands on my tummy or my lap, wherever it's comfortable, and I be that energy, which is basically being the alchemist that you be. It's inviting the body, if you're doing it as a body process, it's inviting the body to receive everything that would contribute, and it's also removing anything that isn't contributing. And so I use it a lot on my body to shift and change things.
I love that. So if somebody doesn't know how to do that, what could they ask, and how could they do it?
So if they just put their hands on their tummy or wherever they, it could be food or drinks, but let's say you've got some extra weight on your tummy you would like to change, you can just put your hands on your tummy and just say demolecular manifestation, molecular demanifestation, run. And you're asking those energies to run. And then if you know the clearing statement, you can say it, right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pod, pop, shorts, boys, and meons, to clear anything that doesn't allow it to run with ease, and do that for 5 or 6 minutes. You don't have to keep saying the name over and over. You just kind of want to tap into the energy of it, be the energy of it, and it'll start to shift and change things. It's a very magical process that I use lots of different ways, but this is one of the things I've been using a lot with my body.
I love that. And, you know, it is about, like, allowing your body to show you how magic he or she truly is. And kind of getting out of our own way, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, goodness gracious. Not that I'm a control freak or anything, you know.
Well, no. I mean, that we know that's not a thing.
And Glenda, thank you so much for being on today. It's been such a pleasure chatting with you and sharing some possibilities for all of us with our beautiful, amazing, magical bodies. And I'm so grateful that you came on with us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Betsy. It's always so much fun to be on here with you.
Oh, thank you. And so give us, as we say goodbye, give us a couple more little tidbits for our beautiful body.
Just really the space of what else is possible that you've never even considered, because as Betsy and I have been talking about, everything's possible. So if you're willing to ask your body to show you, it will.
I love it. What a great way to end the show. Thank you again, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Glenace, for being on. Take care, you guys.
Thanks, Betsy. Bye.
Bye.